Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. So it's Financial Freedom Friday. So excited. I'm back home. I'm ready to hear you. I'm ready to hear your revelations, what inspired you, what type of actions you've been taking on this week's series, that success is a sure thing for those who believe it. And we can't even think about belief without faith. And so for those who may say, you know what, I have been trying to stand on the scriptures. I've been reciting them, and I'm still not seeing what I am expecting to see. I want us to have a change of perspective here. In my years, in my journey of success that I am still on, I am more fired up than ever about pursuing what God has called me to do. I want you to understand that faith is what you're not seeing. That's where the power is. God is a spirit, not man. You cannot see him. The beautiful gift that he allowed us to see, to learn from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was an amazing miracle. But he left us with his Holy Spirit, and you can't see him, but he is here. And I need you to understand that Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 2, is where we're going to be coming out of and where we're going to close this series out with. And it's time for you to believe at a higher level, so that you can up-level your potential and your actions, and then you'll start seeing results. Once you start seeing some results, you got to identify. Most people have not even written down things that happen because you may not journal or diary. We'll go deeper into that. Because now you're going through life and you're getting some results, but you're not counting them as results. This is huge. And so we're going to walk at a higher plane on today, and I want you to come in the queue. I miss you guys. It's been an amazing time. I'm back home, very excited to be back home with my family, and also more excited to implement things that I've learned. I don't go and invest and not implementing. You're investing your time. May not be money to get on this call, but your time. So let's go to the Lord together and just love on him and give him some thanks. Father God, we come before you today because today is the day you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here. Another day, land of the living. Father God, we thank you for everything that you have given, even including the challenges, the circumstances that we may learn at a higher level. But the greatest lesson is to learn about you through. We thank you, oh Father God, that we are seeking you at a higher power, and we can't do that without increasing our faith. So our prayer is for you to show us, give us exactly what it is that we need to do to increase our faith. Many people believe that faith is something they're just going to have on their own, but it's a muscle that needs to be exercised and exercised daily through the renewing of our mind. We're thankful, oh Father God, that we are operating in such a kingdom way. of understanding that what is the unseen, what is the invisible, is more powerful than what we see invisible. That whatever we can see with our spiritual eyes is what we can create through our life. We honor you, we bless you, and want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's go straight to Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verses 1 through 2. And I'm reading New King James Version on this morning, and it says, now faith. Well, when is now? Now is now. 10 minutes from now, that's still now. By now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, your imagination, your vision. The evidence of things not seen. When you walk it out, faith without works is dead. When you walk it out, now you can start manifesting. Now you'll be able to see the things that you've imagined. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. When you keep going, now you will be able to testify and say, wow, my life was like X, Y, Z, and now through faith, through the action of things that I've seen, that I've imagined, now I'm here. Because I pushed through, I pressed through, I kept going. All I can tell you is that many of the things that I'm experiencing in my life now at chapter 45, many of these things I imagined and began to see at least at chapter 19. Chapter 19 of my life was very difficult. Chapter 20 was even more difficult. Chapter 20 of my life was the year that I buried the first set of twins, chapter 20. Then by chapter 23, I had another set of twins and had to bury one more. So now chapter 45, between 23 to 25 years later, I'm living what I hoped for during those turbulent times. See, everyone is going to be at different stages of faith. But many times people able to even be grateful for what God has already brought you through so that you can know that's the evidence that you can do more. I get snippets of my life and I can only be, sometimes it's like I look back and I'm looking at that young woman going through those things, walking up into NICUs and ICUs, that's NATO ICU units, for critical babies who sometimes we expect 70% chance of not even making it. And even though I lost three, one out of those is still alive right now, and then even that life, by the world standard, would have been like, okay, did you guys really get victory? He's 21 years old, never walked a day in his life, but he's on his own. He's actually more independent than some of my children. Mine, so solid. Him and I were talking on yesterday, Juwan, and he's like, he's going to be a motivational speaker, and he sent off some things for him, his documents for him to get a job that will be modified for him, and he keeps pushing. I see this young man who will make his decisions and push through it, and I have to ask him, what do you need? I have to give him an invitation every time because I know my son. I know he could need something. He has so much faith. He knows he's going to make it. He knows things are going to be okay. And I'll let him go through some of the things. I want him to build up his faith muscle. But this baby has had faith, so much faith, from so young to where I call it a gift. And I know when he becomes his motivational speaker, he'll be able to give that faith to the world, where many of us, many of you can get up off of your couch, get up out of your car, walk out of your car, walk into a store, share what you have without any pain, let alone the fact that you can't even go to the restroom without help. And when I look at him, I say, wow, my God, what an accomplishment. You picked me to be the mother of such a powerful soul. How many of us can look at our children and I can go down each and every one of them having conversations with my 23-year-old and he's figuring it out. And I know that that is going to be not only a millionaire, but a billionaire. And I'm watching him going through his challenges and his awkward moments in life at 23, trying to figure it out. And I'm hearing him now speaking consciously about things in his life where I say, yeah, it's coming, the maturity. I'm seeing his faith increasing. Now when I'll say, nah, I gave you enough, bro. You got to figure that one out. And he'll come back almost immediately. My, I got it done. I got it. It's the faith that I have. Rocky times is where faith is necessary. Times when your life is cray-cray is when faith is necessary. It's easy to have faith when you think you're on top of the world, but that's not what creates, that's not what takes you to the top. On your journey, on the staircase to the top, is what takes you to the top. You have to be certain of that. How many of you all are going to have faith for 20 plus years to see what you're trying to see and along the way be able to be grateful of the rewards? Sure, from age 20 to 45, I've owned multiple businesses, I've earned multiple millions of dollars, I've done different things, some things right and some things that I would say was wrong, but they're not. The perspective has changed that nothing was wrong. Everything was pulling me, pushing me, tugging me toward where I am now. God is doing the same thing for you. He has no respect to a person. None. It's just those who become more certain that whatever's happening in their life is happening for them, not to them, become successful. Success does not tend to hang out with victims. Success has chosen its side. It's the victorious. Same situations, different perspectives. Where are you today, family? Where are you today? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. The certainty or the belief that will lead you to your potential, lead you to your actions, leading you to your results, leading you towards your results. Good morning, family. Happy, happy Financial Freedom Friday. Good morning. 770, last four, 8970. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. That's powerful. It's like three things that you said that I've been meditating on this week. But you're right, faith, and you know we know that we operate in faith, but you never really master faith because every time you think you do, right, you add another level.
That's right.
So when you start getting cocky, be like, oh, I got this. I know how to live by faith and not by sight. Okay, you think so? Okay, let's see. Let's take you to the next level and see if you can operate in that faith. And so I just love God because he grows with you. He knows where you are. He knows where you're going. And if you spend time with him, he's going to be with you. That's the one thing he promises, that no matter what you go through, no matter how high, how low, he's with you. And you have every opportunity to turn around and say, God, what do I do? Where do I go? What do I say? And that, I mean, that in of itself is a gift. And, you know, I almost forgot that. And you also mentioned about your son. And my daughter reminded me the other day. She reminded me because I was just in a bad mood. I knew it was temporary, but I was in a bad mood. And she sent me a scripture, and she reminded me, I have been chosen to know him. Okay? I didn't choose God. God chose me, right? Through Christ, he chose me to be able, because there's people walking around this world who are atheists. They're clueless. They don't even want to get to know God. So when you talk about being grateful and just remembering even that small gift that we've been given, that measure of faith, it was given to us. We did not earn it. And that alone should have us so grateful every day. And I am grateful, and I have to, you know, get out of my head at times because, you know, we're human, so we're going to make these assumptions. I need to be here. I need to be doing this. But really, I am where God has me because he has me on a specific purpose. You know what I mean? So my experiences are for that specific purpose. And so I thank God for everything. Even, you know, sometimes I can't get on the call and I'm mad, but I thank God that you record them and I can go back to them. So,
oh,
so thank
mercy.
You, Nicola.
Bless
I love you.
God bless you. God bless you. So powerful. You know, there was a part in our business mastery that, by the way, oh, mercy, it was just so phenomenal. It says, life will never be the same. Life will never be the same. Life will never be the same. And that's how we ended that event, and it was so true. Life will never be the same after an event like that. And I can tell you this, there was something that Tony Robbins said. You know, he was talking about, you know, this is a challenge that a lot of people get with. You know, they start comparing themselves to others. Even then, after comparison, they may move into competition of others. And he said, you know, I will never, ever, ever be moved by people trying to compete with me, because once they get where I am, it will be where I was. And I said, that is so powerful. But I saw that at a perspective of for ourselves. My biggest competitor is myself. This morning as I woke up and I'm in my personal development and I began now to seek out and learn some more things to bring more value. That's all it is about how can I bring more value. That's all I've ever asked. Show me now, how can I, what you taught me, give me the words where I can bring it to your people, not such that the word has been coming to your people for ages. Not that, I'm talking about such in a way that they will be able to take action. And when I begin to think about that and saying that when I can think about competing with myself and where I am today, that because of the love of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, that even take me into these other places and even have given me the resources, because you got to invest at a high level. Most people don't want to invest in themselves. They don't think they're worth it. They can whatever they want to call it. I'm going to listen to the millionaires and billionaires who are going to say that when someone would look and even question if they have to invest money into themselves to go to the next level, they don't think they're worth it. They don't think that any other designer out there, any other restaurant, any other entertainment might be worth it, but they don't think they themselves are worth it. I want to be that when I begin to think of myself and where God has taken me thus far, that when I get to that place where I'm saying, wow, I'm so grateful there, I'm already somewhere else. We're talking about continual next level. That's the faith that God is going to keep accelerating you, keep promoting you, because promotion comes from God. Keep elevating you. Those become grown-up believers. Let's keep going, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 301-4-8-0-5-6. I miss you guys. Good morning. Okay, let's keep going. We're not ready. 818-942-8-1-1. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. We did miss you. So it's Jaquita out of Atlanta. And Nicola, I stepped into chapter 39 of my life yesterday. And as I was reflecting on everything to this point of a new chapter, one of my prayers yesterday morning, I asked God, I said, God, if anything, I want massive growth within you, my family, and my business. I said, expand my territory, expand my mind, expand my growth, because I believe in me so much that I know that I am making it to the top in everything that I do, not just my business, my family, and the fact that I was actually able to spend time yesterday with my adult children, you know, them taking mom out, paying for mom's dinner and all that. So I was just like, wow, you know, okay, this is the opposite, you know, and my daughter making me her homemade cards, making me cry. I'm like, you know, I got to go to my meeting. Why are you making me cry? But it was good to have them grow with me, you know, and exposing them. They hear what I do around the house, but exposing them in front of everything yesterday was even a more eye-opener. So my daughter was online posting about what I do. I said, look at God. So, you know, I'm saying all that to say this, you know, guys, I know I have to steadfast. I know I have to be still. I know I have to be quick to listen and slow to speak and just continue to implement and execute every plan, every step of the way, not only hour by hour, but day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year. So, because that is what a true entrepreneur that is successful does. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. And happy birthday, Queen. Oh, wow. You have the same birthday as Dana. Dana Marie Fox here. Oh, wow. I can tell you something. Greatness, greatness, greatness. This is the deal. I just want to know who really, really, really say, I'm get my act together. There are some areas in my life that I say, I want to win in this area too. I want to win in that area too. Lord, if you show me how to win, I want to win in this area too. I'm talking about success hangs out with the victorious. That's what we have to know. Success hangs out with the victorious, not the victims. What area of your life did you say you're tolerating things that is putting you in a position as a victim that's hindering you from having more faith about success? You need to record those, because those are the weaker points that's holding you back. Those are the places in your life that you're doubting, so you're not certain. And we said that the certainty is definitely going to be the catapult and energy for your potential than your actions. We got to get to the root cause of this so you can move. If this series has helped you at all, share it with someone. That's one of the biggest things where people are not realizing that success is being held back because they're not sharing enough value. They're not sharing enough value. Some people feel like the value has to come specifically from them. God watches and sees what you do with what he's giving you. You're consuming, you're getting all the info. How is it helping someone else? It makes a huge difference. You guys see, I learned. I invested and I learned and I taught. I got that from Ray Higdon. He said, invest, learn, teach. Invest, you invest in yourself. In that class that I was in, the person at the back of the room, the last seat in the back of the room had to invest at least $10,000 to be in the room. Now it's all the way up to the front. And I'll give you some huge nuggets. The one that even stood out the most for me, that's God sharing, you know what? I'm not operating in scarcity. I'm in abundance. I'm going to share the biggest ahas, which was the success cycle, because that is what Dr. Monroe said that I would be known for. I would be known for success. You will be known for making people successful. And I came back and shared the biggest nugget that I got. I said, no, we talk about potential, but there's a step before that. It's the certainty, the doubt. How can we now build that up in a person, in any person? So they now will move out of potential into action. Stop window shopping at other people's success and begin to get results for themselves. And you see, before we got to Financial Freedom Friday, you thought I was just bringing a nugget. It was the biggest gem that stood out for me, and I brought you the best of it. You go out there and you start doing that in your life and with people and see what happens to you. See what class God is going to move you to the front of. See what business he's going to move you to the top of. I love you. Let's go out. Let's go make it happen today. Let's go make it happen today. I know I am. Got a lot of work to do. Love you. Bless you.